Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nicholas Backstrom is doing really well scoring-wise in this series. Already at 5 goals, 2 more on Saturday night. Could have had a hat trick late, but in typical Nicholas Backstrom fashion, he passed the puck. I believe it was to Ovi, who had a better shot at the goal. Talk about what he's meant to this team, especially with the absence of TJ Oshie with the clavicle injury, taking some of that scoring load.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. You know, when Oshie goes out, we're immediately like, okay, well, who's going to pick up the slack, right? Is it going to be, is Burakovsky going to finally step forward, or is Jacob Vrana going to pick it up? And the most obvious answer in terms that we should find, and we found for, you know, a decade or a dozen years, is Backstrom, because we appreciate him in this town more than he's appreciated league-wide. And that's been kind of the storyline on him for, I don't know, go back 5, 6, 7, 8 years now. But at some level, I think we should just move beyond whether he gets his due and just appreciate that the Washington Capitals have this guy, that he is going to be a Hall of Famer one day. And at a time when they needed to come through with their best performance of the postseason, a very short postseason so far, Backstrom scored the first 2 goals, kind of led the way, made up for Oshie, but also just did all the stuff that he's been doing around here for 12 years.
I like the quote, too, from his teammate Brett Conley in your article. Quote, he's so smart, one of the smartest players in the game. He just thinks the game like not a lot of people can. And I think Caps fans, they see that the most in his power play. We see Ovi blasted from the office. We see Carlson, you know, just unleash rippers from the top. But the guy that makes it all go is Backstrom. And the fact that he's so methodical and he's so patient with the puck on the power play, always scanning for the perfect pass, he's the guy that makes the power play go.
I almost wrote something in that piece saying, like, he's, you know, Case Keenum or Colt McCoy, like, forget it. Like, best quarterback in town is Backstrom on the power play, right? I mean, he's so patient standing there on the half wall. He can go through, you know, to find Ovi on the opposite circle. He can work it down low to Kuzi. But you have to think in those moments that he's like a chess player who's 2 or 3 steps ahead of what anybody else is thinking. So I'm sure there's guys who, when you first play with him, have to catch up with to him mentally even. You know, how is he thinking? What is he seeing? That's the other thing that really makes him stand out is his just his pure vision. His head is always up. It's always looking for the open man. And, you know, like the other night, if the shot's there, he's going to take it. I mean, Ovi joked after he had set him up earlier in the series for a Backstrom goal that Nicky is now the scoring machine and Ovi is playing the role of Backstrom. Backstrom said the other night, let's not go there that quickly. But he does have 5 goals in 5 games. In all of his postseasons, this is his 11th postseason, he's only scored more than 5 goals once, and that was 6 goals a couple years ago. So, you know, if he has to be the goal scorer, he can do that. I would expect that he'd end up with a bunch more helpers if this thing goes deep. He's just a pleasure to watch and it's nice to be able to, in a kind of a blowout, step back and say, let's reappreciate what we have here.
He's excellent. And I don't know how you feel about this game tonight, Barry, and we were kind of talking about it throughout the show. And I know that hockey's, you know, it's very unpredictable, especially this year with the one seed getting jettisoned with the quickness. The 6-0 blowout, especially this year with the one seed getting jettisoned with the quickness. The 6-0 blowout was great. I didn't expect that. I just can't get games 3 and 4 out of my mind right now, and it just concerns me. I don't know how you feel.
Well, I mean, that's logical. I almost, and I'll be honest, I hadn't, I was at the Masters, so I missed, I Game 5 was the first game I was at live, so I haven't you know, felt this whole series as it's developed. I've watched all the games. I think you're right. I mean, just to pretend that game 3 in particular didn't happen is probably unwise. I did feel like the other night they got back to playing such their style of hockey. The first period, you know, it looks like a blowout. It was a 1-0 game with about 6 minutes left in the second period, so it kind of wasn't a blowout. But that first period was kind of perfect. They played well defensively as a team. They get the Backstrom goal on the power play. It felt like, even though it was only a one-goal lead, like they were in control of things in a way that they hadn't been in control of things pick any game, 1 through 4, prior to that. So I guess I'm on the opposite side. I kind of felt like they turned a corner the other night, and they're going to go to Carolina and take care of business. It's almost like the Columbus series last year where, you know, different style. They lost the first two at home, and then they needed triple overtime in game 3 to sneak through, or there wouldn't have been a Stanley Cup that we'd still be talking about. But I feel like once they turned that corner in that series, they were going to put the Blue Jackets away. That's what I feel like happened the other night. I mean, I could completely be wrong, and they could lose 4-1 tonight. No, absolutely. But I got a good feeling about how they played.
Barry, tonight would be a perfect spot for Evgeny Kuznetsov to break through and score his first goal of the series. Looking back at what he did last year in the Cup run in 24 games, 32 points. I mean, just a magical run by him through 5 games. He's got 5 helpers but hasn't scored that goal yet. Maybe he gets that tonight. That would be huge.
They need it. I mean, they can't, even if they put Carolina away and advance to play the Islanders and Barry Trotz, which would be a heck of a story, they can't reach their maximum potential unless Evgeny Kuznetsov is playing his best hockey. I mean, Ovi was the Conn Smythe winner, and deservedly so, but no one played better than Kuznetsov did in the playoffs last year. And we've been waiting, really, for that Kuzi to surface all year long. He had a really inconsistent season after he got the big contract. You don't want to link those two things together, but it's hard to not, you know, they're both facts. He had an inconsistent season and he got a big contract. You always wonder about the relationship between those two things. But again, if you go back to Oshie being out, the number of places that they have to turn for scoring and for offensive production is dwindled a little bit. It has to come. At some point, Kuznetsov has to score. And you're right. I mean, tonight's as good a time to start as any.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.